2017 to order. Nikki, please call the roll and announce the presence of a quorum.
Chair Garcia.
Here.
Vice Chair Torres.
Yes.
Senator Artiles. Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Campbell. Senator Stargell.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Nikki. And senators, we have a couple of bills on the agenda. Senator Book, we're going to go with Senator Baxley first, and we have a couple of bills here because we have to get members to move all around, so I mean no disrespect by that. Just trying to go with the flow. Senator, I see we have the Florida Youth Shine Kids here. Can you please stand? Welcome. Welcome to the Florida Senate. Senator Baxley, you're recognized for Senate Bill 762.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and senators. This bill is about child visitation in sober home situation and limits time that children could be exposed. There are some stories of difficult situations and risk, so it does limit the hours so that children are not in that environment where there may be multiple opportunities of others there who may or may not have their best interest at heart. So between the hours of 9 p.m. and 7 a.m., that the time-sharing plan would not require a minor child to be with a parent in a sober home environment. It is to prevent bad things happening to kids. That's the bill.
Is there any questions, members?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senator Baxley. I did have someone come to me recently with a concern. I think they came to your concern as well, as far as a new mother or something along those lines who may have a minor child. Is there a way to, because I know some facilities, in fact, I think there's one in my area that's actually doing a model, which is keep, that's not me.
Yeah, I think it was you.
Yep, it's coming from your end.
It's not me, no, that's over there.
Well, Rhonda,
it's funny how quick we are to blame someone else, but it's over there.
Hands go
saying,
up.
Pointing out the obvious.
Hands go up.
Bill's up, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm kidding. Madam Chair, yeah, you're right. Not you.
I'm
it wasn't
sorry.
You.
Sorry, and this is a very serious subject, so I apologize. But to make sure that we have some models where you have mothers who are recovering from a situation and their baby maybe with them or a really young child as they go through that recovery just so that they can finish through that process and be an effective parent. Is there flexibility in this in some way to accommodate a situation like that? And if not, would you be willing to work to that end?
Chairman?
Yeah, please.
Absolutely. We are aware of some adjustments that may be needed there in that regard, and we're in that discussion right now. Chair Harrell is a sponsor on the other side, and so I'm collaborating with her very closely. But we're both sensitized to that and working on how we can accommodate the right things to happen.
As Senator Baxley, I know do you have any public testimony on this?
No.
I too have a little bit, and I haven't had the opportunity to speak with you, and I apologize for that, but that's an issue that we need to try to figure out how we can balance it out. We've done some work on this in the last couple of years. We want to make sure that if there is a situation where you have a mother who has an infant or a newborn child, that we don't break them apart or separate them. So I think there should be some ways to collaborate and work through the process to ensure that we protect, keep the nucleus together, right? That's the whole goal. And a lot of times I think a lot of reports we've seen is that when you have the mother with a child, that's a big incentive for them to continue on their process of getting sober. So if you can please work with our staff here or anyone up here, with any of the senators, to try to address some of those issues as we move the bill forward, we truly appreciate that.
That dialogue has already started, and I think we will definitely be able to reach some kind of accommodation. As always, you're in the difficult, as you know, Chairman, situation of trying to figure out best interest of the mother and the children in an awkward situation where you're grateful that some recovery environment is being established, but at the same time, we don't want to make visiting children at risk of others that may be there and really not intended to be an environment for children. But we understand there's some fine-tuning to be done there, and the work's already started to come up with the right
fit so that we can fit those two very important goals together.
And I appreciate that. I think we all appreciate it. Senator Stargell, you heard it from Senator Stargell as well. Having closed on the bill, Nikki, please call the roll on Senate Bill 762.
Senator Artiles? Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes. And with that, show Senate Bill 762 reported favorably.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your time accommodation. Thank you.
And next, members, we're going to go to Senator Broxson's bill, Senate Bill 1454. But before that, we have Senate Bill 1318, which I am going to. Why am I going to TP now? Okay, we're just going to withdraw the amendment on barcode 1559184. So we can go into Senator Broxson's bill, which is 1454. What we're trying to do is merge both bills together. I don't want people to freak out here. Very similar. We're going to merge both bills, and Senator Broxson has an amendment to his bill.
You ready? I do have
a strike call, barcode 720470, and this has to do with child protection teams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and as you've stated, we are trying to accommodate 1318 and also line up with House Bill 1269, and hopefully by the end of this presentation we will have accomplished that. The lead all deals basically with child protection teams to include family medical doctors and to allow them 2 years to comply with the certification. And this, frankly, is to expand the pool of people that are willing to serve, and it's an excellent move to get qualified people that want to serve in this capacity. It also codifies existing Department of Health Children's Medical Service Abuse Treatment Services into law, which has been in practice for some time. That is the amendment.
Is there any questions?
I have one question, Senator. Is that the 11-member task force to develop a standardized protocol for forensic interviewing?
That I will discuss that. I believe that's part of the bill and not the amendment. Is that correct, Chairman?
Yes.
Okay. That was it.
Any other questions, members? Seeing none, let's show barcode 720470 adopted without objection. We're now on the bill as amended. We have some public testimony. Doug Bell.
On behalf of the pediatricians, just wave in support of the amendment and the bill.
Do you like the amendment?
We like it. Yes, sir. Thank you, Chairman.
Told you, calm down. Right? Senator Broxson, you know, drives a hard bargain. So we, Victoria Zepp. Perfect. Seeing you. All right. We are now on the bill as amendment. Is there any debate? Questions? You have a question?
Well, that was the only question that I had. Maybe you can clarify that for me.
Repeat the question, if you would,
it
sir.
It was on the 11-member task force. Forensic interview, yes. That's in the bill. Yes.
That is in the bill. The task force really will be to establish a protocol for the forensic interviewing of children. As you know, with 15 districts and 23 child protection teams, there are differences in how they handle this. And when you go from district to district, when some of the court hearings are heard outside of your district, there may be some things they required that would not have been required by the team. So we want a uniform system, so that no matter what jurisdiction a person is brought to court or if there are charges, that we have not made a vital mistake by leaving out evidence through the interview process. So this is a good way of doing that by establishing this protocol.
Okay. Any other questions, members? Seeing none, Nikki, we can please call the roll. No, we have to do a motion, right?
Close. I wave close.
Senator Broxson, you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move to make CS out of SB 1318 and SB 1454 as amended.
Seeing no objection, show that done. So now we're now on the bill as amended. So we can do a roll call vote on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1318 and 1454. Again, folks, what we're doing is trying to merge two bills together so we can do a committee substitute and focus them to one bill. And makes life a lot easier for everyone. We just have to go through these procedure moves right now. Just want to make sure everyone's clear on what we're doing. Nikki, please call a vote on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1318 and 1455.
Senator Artiles?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes, and with that, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 1318 and 1454 reported favorably. The next step is to merge them together, correct? We just did that, but now the CS comes back, and that's what the process is. Okay, Senator Book, you're recognized. Give me 1 second. On 1558.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for allowing me to present Senate Bill 1558. Senate Bill 1558 amends the definition of child pornography and offense of child pornography to include morphed child pornography. In recent years, this technique has been used to create a new disturbing type of child pornography. This includes sexually explicit images in which an actual child's head is superimposed onto an adult's body. Currently, Florida child pornography laws do not include child pornography, do not include the morphed child pornography. As a result, after this bill will become law, hopefully, persons who possess, promote, or transmit such pornography will be criminally liable. Lastly, the bill also amends other provisions in statute so that it gives state attorneys the ability to charge transmission of child pornography offenses separately based on each visual depiction, data, or information on each recipient, and it clarifies the definition of transmission to conformity with recent case law to expressly include transmission of child pornography through file servers. And that is the bill, Mr. Chairman. Wave close.
Wave close. Nikki, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1550.
Senator Artiles?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes. And with that, shows Senate Bill 1558 reported here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members.
A lot of babies.
Very good.
We're going back to tab three, members. Senate Bill 1408 by Senator Broxson. Senator Broxson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a public record exemption. This bill provides a public records exemption for the names and identities of complainants and wards who file complaints against guardians, as well as any other information held by the department pursuing to an investigation. It does provide for the department to release this information to law enforcement and other regulatory agencies. And that, Mr. Chairman, is the bill.
Any questions, members? Any more questions? John Conley?
The Department of Elder Affairs waives its support.
Any debate, members? Seeing no debate. Broxson, have you closed on your bill?
Yes.
Yep. Nikki, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1408.
Senator Artiles?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes. And with that, shows Senate Bill 1408 reported favorably. We are now on Senator Campbell's tab 6, Senate Bill 1654.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. SB 1654 is a Florida Kid Care Program bill. The Kid Care Program is a health insurance program for children in lower-income households. SB 1654 makes the incredibly important and successful Kid Care Program more efficient. Basically, it's a very simple bill. I remember last year, you did have a Kid Care Program where you remove the 5 years waiting period, you remember? And this one is just simply created a task force who already exists anyway and just to optimize the return on the investment of public funds and enhance operational efficiencies within the KidCare program. And we do have an amendment just to add another age, you know, another group, which is the Florida Dental to the bill first.
Is there any questions on the bill? There's no questions. Let's get on the amendment. Let's take up Amendment 146108 by Senator Campbell. Senator Campbell, what is the amendment to again?
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. The amendment just addresses the technical deficiency, simply labels the work group a task force and adds another group that wishes the Florida Dental Association to the work group. That's all.
Any questions, members? Seeing no questions, shall that amendment adopted without objection. We're now on the bill as amended. Is there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing no questions. No. Jessica Shear.
Thank you. The United Way of Miami-Dade waives in support of the bill.
Thank you. We are now in debate. Closing the bill.
Well, let me add something to the bill. Currently, you know, we have 2.6 million children in Florida rely on Florida Kids Care and Medicaid to access the care they need to be healthy. You have 52% of these children are infants, toddlers, and preschoolers. 45% of these children have disability, and you have 50% are newborn in a low-income family, which is very important, and I ask you for support.
Thank you, Senator Campbell. And with that, actually, Nikki, before you call the roll on that, I just want to make a motion. Congratulations for bringing this bill forward. This is one of the best-run public-private partnerships that we have in the state of Florida, and there's no reason why no child in the state of Florida should go without health insurance. And I think it's incumbent upon all of us in this committee to get the message out, work through our schools to ensure that people know that they have this program that makes sure, will give insurance, well, give their children access to insurance. So everything that we can do to enhance the program and especially market the program, there's no better marketing individuals than us up here in our districts. So it's important for us to get the message out, and that's why I commend you for bringing this bill forward and making making it a better return on investment for our children and for the state. With that, Nikki, call a roll on Senate Bill 1654.
Senator Artiles?
Yes.
Senator Broxton?
Yes.
Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes, and with that, show Senate Bill 1654 reported favorably. Senator Torres, Vice Chairman, we are now on Senate Bill 1694.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members of the committee, for allowing me to present this bill. This bill provides support for parental victims of child domestic violence, requiring the Department of Justice, Juvenile Justice, and the Florida Coalition Against Domestic Violence to corroborate, to develop, and maintain updated information on materials regarding specific services and resources, requiring the department to make information available through training concerning child-to-parent cases. Almost every basic skill, every basic course required in the order for law enforcement officers to obtain initial certification shall include a minimum of 6 hours of training in handling domestic violence cases. The intent of this bill is not to criminalize violent domestic juvenile behavior, but rather create a voluntary reporting method for parents to access available services to ensure that the safety of all family members dealing with domestic violence in their home. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Any questions, members? Seeing no question, no public testimony. We are now on debate. Seeing no debate, Senator, you're welcome to close.
Wave close, sir.
Wave close. With that, Nikki, call the roll on the Vice Chair Torres's Senate Bill 1694.
Senator Artiles?
Yes.
Senator Broxton?
Yes.
Senator Campbell?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
Yes. With that, show Senate Bill 1694 reported favorably. Before Senator Broxton, thank you so much for working with us and staff to making a good bill, even a better bill, and for merging our bills together. We really appreciate that. I think we'll get that bill to the finish line, and I appreciate your help. If there's not anything else to come before the committee, Senator Artiles.
Chairman, I would like to make a motion to record my vote yay on SB 762.
30 seconds. All right. Anything else?
Did I miss any bill?
I don't think you did. We're good? All right. That's Senator Broxton, Moosey Rice.
Thank you, folks.